You are listening to Around It About. My guest today writes the Consumer Watch column for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. She's also the author of books like Shocked, Appalled, and Dismayed, How to Write Letters of Complaint That Get Results, and Fight Back and Win, How to Work with Businesses and Get What You Want. She's a consultant and consumer advocate. Ellen Phillips, welcome to Around It About.
Thank you, Mike. I'm delighted to be here.
First of all, the books that you're writing, what kind of businesses are you helping people confront? Is this big corporations, small businesses, all kinds of businesses?
Both, all kinds of businesses. Can be anything from the corner cleaners all the way up to a major corporation, insurance corporations, car manufacturers, you name it, it does it.
So pretty much any business you think has done you wrong, you can help people get some justice.
Absolutely. And more so than my helping them get justice, it's showing them how to get justice for themselves, both for a specific problem and for anything that might arise in the future, and word of mouth. You know, they can then tell somebody else and somebody tells somebody else.
The description for one of your books says, "The Mismanners of Consumer Kvetch shows readers how to go postal with complaint letters designed to melt the heart and sting the conscience of the most obdurate, negligent, or consumer-hostile corporations." I love that description, the mismanners. What makes you specifically the mismanners of this?
I think one of the things that separates me from perhaps a run-of-the-mill writer is that I'm a big believer in etiquette. I was raised a Southern girl, and my mother, you know, always taught my sister and I how to best approach any situation mannerly. And when I began this business, or actually began writing for my family many, many years ago, and then started the business as well that I was involved in at that time, Ellen's Poison Pen, I learned that all of us have a responsibility as consumers. If we want a corporation to do something for us, whether we have been we've been mistreated, something doesn't work, you know, whatever the issue, if we want corporation or even a small company to do something for us, to act responsibly, if you will, then we have to act responsibly as consumers. And what that entails in writing a consumer complaint, and by the way, I'm a big believer in snail mail or something like that.
Old-fashioned
letter and envelope, yes. And I think even more so in this day and time because people don't use this medium anymore, and therefore it makes it stand out to the receiver. But what happens in a mannerly, if you will, mismanners type of consumer correspondence is you are writing as a professional, and you don't have to have a college degree or even a high school graduate, you know, high school degree for doing something like this. You just have to talk to as if you are the one being spoken to. You know, do you want to be
golden rule of doing to others?
Doing to others, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, do you want somebody to call you names and threaten you? Absolutely not. And if we want somebody to do something for us, whether it's a favor or what they should do, what they have an obligation to do because of a product or service in which something's gone awry, then we have to treat them as, like you say, yeah, as we wish to be treated.
Well, it's so easy now, particularly with email. I can get so angry at a company and just write the most vile thing and hit send, and it's an hour later that I've calmed down and I go, oh, man.
That's right. It's oh, man is right because it's circling around in outer space. You don't know who's reading it. You don't know the response of that person. It's the same thing with something going wrong and you pick up the telephone and this vituperative language just erupts out of your mouth and the person at the other end may not even be the intended victim. They just happen to be in the wrong place at the right time. That's another thing about a letter writing pen to paper is you have an opportunity to look over what you've written and revise if you need to rather than picking up the phone and screaming or typing out this abrupt email, hitting send, and like you say, thinking, oh my gracious, what have I done? Yeah. It's too late then.
Some of the subjects in your recent columns in the Times Free Press, which appears every Sunday, you've written about choosing strong online passwords. You've written about identity theft, about avoiding getting hacked online. It seems like more and more today, consumer issues are technology issues. Do you find that to be a growing thing?
Oh, I absolutely think it is. And it's really kind of frightening because we as a society have almost gone about face so far as technology is concerned.
What do you mean?
Well, I think we have, it's like wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things occur with computers, okay? But on the other hand, bad things can occur with computers. Computers are not the end all to be all, whether it's because they, and I shouldn't say they allow, but technology for whatever reason, and I'm using allow in quotation marks, allows smart hackers because they are smart.
Oh, yes.
It allows people to come online and I'm really, really big on identity theft and protecting our identity. And you have hackers who can go online, who can do so many things to ruin us financially, psychologically, emotionally, the whole gamut. And unfortunately, in a situation that occurs like that, you have to kind of go back to traditional means to try to combat it. And sometimes that's not good enough. The hidden aspect of technology, of a computer, who is at the other end? Who's on the other side? Who's trying to get in touch with you? We have to be so careful about opening our email. Don't open attachments unless, I know that Mike Miller is going to send me an attachment at 2:05 today.
Right.
Otherwise, don't open it.
Yeah.
It's just so many things. I actually had an experience. I had polio as a child and was told that I would never walk again. And one of the things that I frankly think about and dread, if I let myself think about it too much, is post-polio occurring at my age. And there actually was a situation with my physician, not my current one, but a physician in Northern Virginia, which is where my husband and I moved from. And he had just started putting his records online. And I asked to see our records, which, by the way, everybody needs to do that periodically. That's your personal property. You may have to pay for copying, but that's okay. You need to make sure that everything is correct. And this goes to show that it's not always so. He had actually, I don't know whether the doctor had written in his notes or the transcriber had taken his notes and written in. But anyway, my chart, and I wouldn't even have known this had I not applied for some insurance and was turned down because they said I had post-polio. And I'm going, I don't have post-polio.
Oh, wow.
So I go back to my doctor and I said, have you told anybody this? And he said, oh, absolutely not. And that's when I said, I want a copy of my records. And again, whether it was his fault or the transcriber's fault, it had in my chart that I had been diagnosed with post-polio.
Which you didn't have.
Did not have and had not been diagnosed that way. That was a wake-up call for me. And so, again, that's one of the things in which technology is not always what it's copped out to be. And therefore, we need to really be on our feet, pay attention to what's going on in all situations.
That's Ellen Phillips. She is the author of Shocked, Appalled, and Dismayed, How to Write Letters of Complaint That Get Results, and Fight Back and Win, How to Work with Businesses and Get What You Want. We're almost out of time. There's one thing, though, I wanted to ask you about. In one of your recent columns for the Times Free Press, you wrote about the drama queen solution to dealing with telemarketers. That sounds hilarious. What is it?
I am a drama queen. I'll just tell you right up front, I'm a center stage kind of gal. And we all, the telemarketers just drive us crazy.
Oh, yes.
You know, assuming it's not a robocall, we can perhaps do something about it. And you can try old, time-held traditions like the do not call registry, which is a good idea, but it really doesn't always work. Or you can do what I do, and I just have fun making up things that are happening. And this, for example, I have two, and if I can get these out really quickly.
Okay.
One of which is if I have the telemarketer and he or she starts his spiel, and I'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'll just break into these sobbing, slobbering sobs. And he'll go, "Oh, ma'am, what's the matter?" And I'll go, "I just got back from my husband's funeral." And I'll go on like that for 15 minutes. And finally, I realize I'm talking to air. And they never call back. Another one that I enjoy doing is he'll start and I'll say, oh, that sounds interesting. Hang on, Johnny, quit, leave your sister alone. I'm going to come over there and slap you. And I'll do this, I'll keep going. I'm so sorry. Let me get back to you. And Johnny, again, that lasts for, maybe 3 minutes if I'm lucky, never call back. So if you hear somebody saying, well, we don't have any way to say who's going to call, that's not or whom we're going to call and who's going to pick up. That definitely is true in some situations, but it's not true in all.
Ellen Phillips, thank you so much for talking with us. The listeners can find your books online at stores like Amazon, and your column is every week in the Free Press on Sunday, Consumer Watch.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.